Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Johnny Gorel. Batting second, the third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third, the center fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Anderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Anderson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. Clemente moves to second. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a pop-up into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gorrell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dark for the out. Gorrell moves to second. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. Taylor drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Clemente out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive towards short. Groat reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Gorrell reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a line drive into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Groat reaches second base with a double. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. Groat moves to third. One out. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Ron Klein. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groat scores. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Rocky Nelson. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke is hit by the pitch. Schofield moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a line drive into left field. Thompson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thompson. Schofield scores. Hoke moves to third. Clemente moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Don Elston now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 3 in the game. Burgess is walked intentionally. Benny Daniels pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Roy Face now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.